Indians play right here. Welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show, sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie here in the Central Alabama Community College, and we've got an exciting game on our hands this evening. The Lady Indians of Wetumpka softball get ready to face off against the 7A Prattville Lions. Indians come into this one on a 15-game winning streak, an overall record of 16-1 and 1-0 in 6A area. For the Lions, on the other hand, come into this one on just a one-game winning streak, dropped a game against Pike Road back on March 10th, just about a week ago, and then bounced back, winning against Opelika 6-4 on Thursday of last week. They've got a 16-5 overall record and have yet to play a game in 7A Area 5. Should be an exciting one here. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, talk about temperature out here, how freezing cold it is, talk about who's going to be on the mound for the Indians and the Lions, and in just a couple of moments, first pitch coming your way. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Protect what matters most with State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagan and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagan understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there. Call 334-478-3864. Or for a quote today.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
Five. 95.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
And we welcome you back here to the Wetumpka Sports Complex. Not playing over at the high school here this afternoon. Well, because of the rain this weekend, don't want the field to get all torn up. They just seeded some fresh ryegrass out there over the course of the offseason and want it to be in good shape here for the rest of the season. It'll be Layla Culpepper on the mound for the Indians. She has an 8-1 record so far and has really eaten up a bulk of the innings for the Indians so far this season. She's pitched just over 40 innings and had a couple of outings this past weekend at the Elmore County Tournament. Got awarded 3 road wins in those games in her last time out. She came in relief in the championship game against Elmore County. She went for 3 2/3, allowed 6 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, no walks, and 3 strikeouts to her name as well. But that same day in the morning, she started the game, went 4 innings against Tallahassee in the semifinals. She only allowed 1 hit over those 4 innings, no runs to her name. Of course, none of them earned, 3 walks. But 8 strikeouts, so she's been dealing so far. And across the season, she comes into this one with 46 strikeouts to just 28 walks. So really doing a great job on the mound here so far this season. Both teams in their respective huddles right now, and we are just a couple of moments away from first pitch. And speaking of first pitch, I'll talk to you a little bit about the weather here. It feels like 31 degrees. It says it's actually 43, but the wind is gusting, as I'm sure you can hear over the sound of my microphone. 14-mile-an-hour winds and 27-mile-an-hour gusts, so it is slashing out here. And the wind is coming in from that left center field area, so any ball hit out in that direction, it is going to be hard to get it over that 225-foot fence out there. This field is normally a baseball field, but they have put up a secondary fence along the outfield, making it softball size as well. And you might see, if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, that there are bases out in what looks to be like the middle of the infield. Well, that's because this is a turf field designed for baseball. So second base is actually right about where the pitcher's mound is in a baseball stadium, of course. But the circle, well, there really isn't a circle. It's very loosely painted out there. It's hard to tell, but it is all the correct size, and it had a huge, really just transformation of this field from what it was just a couple of weeks ago when the Indians baseball team played their home opener at this field against the Sylacauga Aggies. They won that game 8-3. And as we get ready here for the national anthem, we will let you take a listen, but it is youth softball night here for the Lady Indians. And so got a whole bunch of young softball players heading out to home plate right now. And you can see them all if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook. It is quite the scene out here as we prepare for the national anthem. Talk to you about our starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. And our keys to the game are presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty here in just a couple of moments. We'll let you take a listen to the national anthem first, though. Well, not exactly sure when this national anthem is going to get played, but real quick, we will jump into our key to the game presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. And, well, had a little bit of a similar one a couple of days ago when we played, when baseball played against Pike Road. Well, in any game, baseball or softball, you got to score more runs to win. But this Indians team, 4 is the number for them. 14-0 when they score 4 or more runs. And that might be a tall task against this Prattville Lions team, who has a pretty solid pitching staff across the board and still yet to receive their starting lineups. We will keep keep you informed with who's in the circle for them tonight, as well as what their batting lineup looks like. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back in just a moment for your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank and followed by First Pitch. You are listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Getting you back in the game faster. Baptist Ortho Now, your official orthopedic injury and recovery experts for the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Online at baptistfirst.org.
Well, the Lady Indians are taking the field here, and as they do so, I will let you know about the starting lineups here presented by First Community Bank. Leading off for the Prattville Lions, it is number 11, Emma Moore. She will be out in center field here tonight. She'll be followed by Chloe Dean, the first baseman, wearing jersey number 3. Peyton Christman will be the designated player batting third. And behind her, it's Haley Jackson playing second base. Addie Lee will be in the five hole here tonight. She is over at third base for the Prattville Lions. The catcher, Kennedy Crum, wearing jersey number 32, will be batting in the sixth spot. And behind her in the seven hole, it's Tenley Turner, and she's going to be playing shortstop here tonight for the Prattville Lions. And then batting in the eighth spot, it's wearing jersey number 9. It is Cadence Forrester. And cleaning things up here for the lineup, it is Haley Coleman, and she's out in left field for the Lions. And on the other side for the Indians, your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. Layla Culpepper on the mound to start it off. She'll be catching for her is Alyssa Brown. Sophie Arendt over there at first base. Lexi Smith at second. Taylor Carlisle at third base. And the shortstop, Bailey Carlisle. Over in left field, it's Autumn Holland. And Kyla Richardson in center field, and the right fielder, Madison Callaway. Starting off with a bunt here, and Brown hustles up, makes a nice throw to get off the leadoff woman in Emma Moore, and Chloe Dean is going to follow her right up to the plate. A quick first out, just one pitch, and already an out to start things off for Layla Culpepper, who has been really automatic for the Indians so far this season. First pitch swinging again. That one is foul ball way down the left side and over the fence. So a quick first strike, the first pitch strike there by way of the swing. And then I don't think I mentioned, but on the mound, it is Sophie Culpepper for the Prattville Lions. And so it's a battle of the Culpeppers here. And she is also in that flex spot, so could see her out in the field when her night is over. Another cut and another foul ball down the first base side. For the Lions, and Brown loses the throw there for a second. It is a gusty day out here, as I'm sure you can hear the microphone picking that up. The 0-2 pitch from Culpepper skied over the head of Brown. A 1-2 count now with one down here in the top of this first inning. No third base coach out there for the Lions just yet. Interesting to see. Swing and a miss. Strike three from Layla Culpepper. And already two down here in this inning. And now up at the plate, it is the second baseman, Haley Jackson. And she's a right-handed hitter as well for this Prattville Lions team. Culpepper getting off to a quick start on the bump here tonight. First pitch in there for a called strike one. My apologies there. They actually ruled that one a ball. Thought it was right over the heart of the plate, but might have just been a tad bit outside. The 1-0 in there for a strike that time. You count even up at a 1-1. And sun is starting to set here, so for all the fellow tribe out here, it's going to be a chilly one tonight. Second pitch is fouled straight down and backwards as the wind gusts up here just a little bit. And Mike Battle has now taken his spot over there at third base for the Prattville Lions. And a 1-2 count here for Culpepper, who's already struck out one so far. And see if she can do it again, just a little bit north that time. Count evens up at two. The The 2-2 from Culpepper is swung on and dribbled. Taylor Carlisle hustles over to come get it, and she fires over to Arant at first base. No problem. A 1-2-3 inning for Culpepper and the Indians, and they'll get their turn in the batter's box momentarily. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Welcome back here to the bottom of the first inning. Indians will get their chance here in the batter's box. Lexi Smith will lead off for the Indians. She'll be followed by Layla Culpepper. And first pitch, a bunt from Smith. A very good one at that. Slides into first base and is in there. No problem. Great hustle there from Lexi Smith. First pitch bunt and a successful, and was unsuccessful for the Prattville Lions. Layla Culpepper is going to follow her. And Sophie Arant will bat in the three hole. Bailey Carlisle will round out the cleanup batter. In the fifth spot, it's Autumn Holland. She'll be followed by Taylor Carlisle and Alyssa Brown. Madison Holloway after her and Kyla Richardson to close things out. Culpepper Smith immediately off to second base, and she's in there, no problem. So a bunt single, and then immediately stealing second base is Lexi Smith, and Indians already have a runner in scoring position. That first pitch was a ball, by the way. And Culpepper has been lights out as of late for the Indians and crushes that one deep to center field, and it'll roll back and hit the wall. It was over the head of the center fielder, and a double for Culpepper, hustling to three, and a triple. She slid, but it could have been a stand-up triple there for Lexi Smith, or for Layla Culpepper, that is, triple for her. She has, in her last 16 at-bats, she has 8 extra base hits, 4 of those being home runs, 3 doubles and a triple, and add that to her list. Batting 577 on the season so far and leading the team in RBIs, 27. Sophie Arant going to come up to the plate now. She leads the team in home runs with 7 so far on the season. She will take strike one in there on the inside edge of the plate. And so a runner just 60 feet away for Sophie Arant as the Indians look to tack on to their 1-0 lead. Second pitch in the dirt there, bounced, a 1-1 count now to Arant. Upstairs. 2-1 now to Sophie Arant. She will .21 is dribbled, but foul down the first base or third base line. That is. So a 2-2 count here with nobody out as Arant gets ready to step back into the batter's box. Indians have 2 hits in their first 2 batters. getting off to an efficient start. Ingrid looking to add to that total. She will take ball three low and outside. And now things at a full count for Sophie. The payoff pitch coming home from Culpepper and swung on and popped straight up in the air. A couple of players hustling over, and who will make the catch is the right fielder. Tagging up is Layla Culpepper there, so count it as a sack fly for Sophie Aran. It was not a deep ball at all, just on the edge of the infield, but it sacrificed RBI. Now Indians on top 2-0 here, and Bailey Carlisle gonna come up here with nobody on and one down after the Indians take a 2-0 lead. First pitch to Carlisle's first pitch swinging there right over to the shortstop, and they will throw it into first in time there. So now two down, and Autumn Holland gonna come up to the plate as she hands the bat to Bailey, and Bailey giving her some words of encouragement. First pitch is outside, ball one. Holland keeps 1 foot in the batter's box. Now the next pitch is swung on and driven out to center field. Hustling over and making the play is Emma Moore. So Indians score two on two hits. No walks, no errors. And Indians on top 2-0 on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Now here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, Indians lead it 2-0 after that quick first two innings, and due up for the Panthers, it's the designated player batting cleanup, Peyton Christman, followed by Addy Lee, the third baseman, and Kennedy Crum, the catcher. Your three due up for the Prattville Lions here in the top of this second inning. It is dropped considerably the temperature since the sun has continued to go down here in Wetumpka at the Wetumpka Sports Complex. And Indians all bundled up out there, and gotta say I am bundled up myself as Christman steps into the box here. Culpepper went 1-2-3 in that last inning, and she will look to do it again. Swing and fouled straight back, and so quick strike one here for Culpepper. I mentioned both of the starting pitchers named Culpepper here tonight. You've got Layla Culpepper, the what has been the ace for the Indians so far this season, and Sophie Culpepper pitching for the Prattville Lions. And I'll continue to remind you guys of all of that. I know it'll get confusing here as we go on deeper in this one. And Culpepper comes home with the 0-1 downstairs. Count evens up at one. Christman will step out of the batter's box here for a second, take a moment to collect herself, maybe try to warm up just a little bit. Culpepper fires right away, and just a little bit upstairs that time, 2-1 count now. first and sending. Swinging bunt that time, but fouled down the first base side. 2-2 now. As a reminder, first and second inning action brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Crispin will step back into the batter's box now after she left momentarily and swings and fouls it straight back, staying alive. Count remains at 2-2 here with nobody out. Culpepper takes her place inside of the circle and comes home with the 2-2 pitch and staying alive again, fouled straight back, and this time over the backstop and well into the center, the heart of what you might say is the sports complex over here in Wetumpka. Just a couple minute drive from the high school, but playing on turf, which is always a little bit different, especially if you're in the infield. As Culpepper fires the 2-2 pitch home, it's a slow roller over to first base. Arant will fire, or well, not really fire, an underhand toss to Smith, who came over from second to cover first base. And so a ground out there, and four up, four down for the Prattville Lions to start off this one. Addie Lee, the third baseman, will step into the batter's box now, doing a little bit of stretching here as Culpepper steps onto the rubber, and we're ready to get the second batter of the inning underway. Downstairs, ball one. Culpepper has recorded a win as that pitch is swung on and fouled straight back. Even up at one now with one down here in the top of the second. Culpepper has recorded a win in each of her last four appearances at the plate. She's done quite a few, and a nice toss from one of the fans there over the top of the backstop and giving the ball back into play. And I give it over to Culpepper, and we're ready to get things going here momentarily. The 1-1 count here to the third baseman, Addie Lee. In there for a strike. The 1-1 pitch caught the upper right-hand corner of the plate there. Good location from Culpepper, and Lee looked a little bit surprised by it. The 1-2 pitch from Culpepper on its way home now and swung on, fouled. She will stay alive, will Addie Lee there. Culpepper will try the 1-2 again. That one is lifted down the foul down first base and foul. It goes out of play, but a couple of people hustling over for it. It was Callaway out in right field. Aaron and Smith all making a beeline for it, but nobody able to snare it as it landed beyond the dugout there down the first base side where all the Prattville Lions are trying to stay warm and hopefully doing a better job than I am. The 1-2 for a third time is dribbled. Carlisle Bailey has a move on it and a quick throw over to Aram at first. And so five up, five down for the Lions so far. A lot of ground balls so far. Four of the five outs have been ground balls from the Lions. And now two down here in the top of the second. Stepping into the batter's box for the first time tonight, Kennedy Crum, the catcher, will try and get the first base runner of the night for the Prattville Lions. First pitch from Culpepper is downstairs, ball one. Culpepper collects and fires upstairs, ball two. On nights like tonight, it's always really difficult for the pitcher to stay warm, especially if you have a long inning at bat. It's always a little bit difficult to stay warm, but on a day like today where it's below freezing, It's always a little bit more tedious. And downstairs, ball three, and Culpepper smiles a little bit. I think she's might be losing the feeling in her hands a little bit. Blows on it real quick and trying to get a little bit more control over her pitches after three straight balls to Kennedy Crum. And upstairs that time for ball four. First base runner of the game comes by way of a walk for the Prattville Lions. And so now Kennedy Crum heads to first base, and Tenley Turner, the shortstop, will come up to the batter's box and look to cut into this Indians 2-0 lead. And we are going to get a pinch runner over there at first base. Look to see if we can't tell you who it is for the Prattville Lions. It's McKaylee Thomas who will come on and pinch run for Kennedy Crum. And that's a pretty typical move you tend to see. A lot of catchers will get pinch ran for. Integral parts of the defense are the catchers, and definitely don't want to see one of them go down with an injury from journeying along the base path. First pitch of this at-bat downstairs. As Turner steps back into the batter's box here with a runner on first and Thomas, and she will ground that one. Taylor Carlisle off her glove, good recovery, and throw not in time. Had a little bit of trouble with it there, and always tough when you get a scorcher like that. Ground ball, two hops, and right into your glove. And on a cold day like today, it's especially tricky to grab. Just hard to keep that feeling in your fingertips there. So now an infield single puts two on for the Lions. And Cadence Forrester will step into the batter's box. Culpepper just a little bit outside the zone that time. Ball one. Forrester, the right fielder for this Prattville Lions team, as Culpepper comes home in a swing and a miss. And Brown gonna step up just a little bit as she gets ready to collect and fires back to Culpepper. Culpepper on the rubber now, ready to come home with this 1-1 pitch, and she does. It is in there for strike two, a 1-2 count now to Cadence Forrester. The 1-2 from Culpepper is swung on and right to Smith over there at second base. An underhand toss to Aran, and Indians get out of the inning. So one walk and one hit for the Prattville Lions, but nothing doing. Indians still lead it 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the second on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here, bottom of the second on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Taylor Carlisle will lead it off for the Indians as she takes ball one low and outside. She'll be followed by the catcher Alyssa Brown and Madison Calloway. Your three due up for the Indians in this inning. A 1-0 count here to Taylor Carlisle as Sophie Culpepper still on the mound pitching ball two that time. Thank you. Sophie Culpepper will fire home and inside. But a strike called there. I thought that one was going to be a little bit too far inside, but umpire will give the nod to Culpepper there, and a 2-1 count to Taylor Carlisle now. Swinging and hard hit, line drive, diving. Coleman unable to come up with it, and it's going to roll to the wall here. Carlisle hustling for third base, and she will stay right there. Thought she might have a chance at it inside the Parker there. Coleman laid out for it, and it was just down the third base line there. And so a stand-up double here, second extra base hit of the night for the Indians. And now with a runner at third base, Melissa Brown's going to step up with a chance to hit her home outside for ball one. Good take from Brown there, the future Grambling State Tigers commit. Oh, well, I guess she already is a commit, future player, that is. Two triples for the Indians. They have shown the ability to make contact here as Brown fouls that one off straight down the first baseline, and nobody ever going to be able to get to that one in terms of the players well over the backstop there over the dugout of the Prattville Lions. The 1-1 to Brown here with a runner at third is downstairs, ball two. Two-one downstairs again, and now a 3-1 hitters count here for Alyssa Brown. And if she gets on, I would expect a pinch runner to come on for her. And inside, ball four. So runners at the corner now for Madison Calloway, who's coming up here with a chance to add on to this Indians 2-0 lead. And we will get a pinch runner. Jalen Morrell is going to come on here to make the journey around the bases for Alyssa Brown. Time called by the umpire as he marks down the substitution. First pitch downstairs, and Morrell easily off to second base there. So now two runners in scoring position at second and third base for Calloway. And bounces that one in the dirt. Carlisle's going to make it home easily, and Morrell will trot over to third base. So the pass ball there extends the Indians' lead 3-0. Over the Prattville Lions. And a 2-0 count now to Calloway. Bunting, and will be fouled there. It's a good bunt attempt from Calloway. And a good opportunity here with nobody out in it, with nobody out and a runner at third base. And downstairs for ball three. 3-1 count now. Three-one is inside for ball four. Calloway will make her journey down to first base. And back-to-back walks for Sophie Culpepper, who has gotten off to a little bit of a shaky start. And runners on the corners for Kyla Richardson. And top of the order due back up after her. Nobody out here in the top or in the bottom of this second inning. As Richardson, one of the few lefties on this Indians team, steps into the batter's box now. Culpepper will step off the rubber here. Chance to collect herself. She can add, shows bunt here and takes strike one, and ball over the top. They tried to throw down after the bounced pitch there and not able to do it. It was off the glove of the shortstop there, Turner, who came, or sorry, the second baseman, Jackson, as she came over, tried to field it, which allowed allowed Callaway to make it over to third base. So now a 4-0 lead for the Indians. And bounced in the dirt that time, count even at 1-1. I apologize. I thought that Richardson had pulled the bunt attempt back in time, but officials will give her the strike instead. So 1-1 count now, with still nobody out and runner at third. And bounced outside that time, 2-1 count now. So Indians scored two in the bottom of the first, two now, and a chance to add more downstairs for ball three, a 3-1 count now, and Sophie Culpepper in danger of walking her third consecutive batter. And Coach Otwell called timeout there momentarily, but now the 3-1 from Culpepper is outside, and runners at the corners yet again as top of the order. Two back up, three consecutive walks from Culpepper after allowing the leadoff triple in the inning from Taylor Carlisle. And Indians in danger of breaking this one right open. So Coach Otwell directing his base runners, and Lexi Smith, who's due back up, had the bunt single in the top, or sorry, bottom of the first inning, took a stolen base, and then came home on the RBI triple from Layla Culpepper. Shows bunt again downstairs that time, and Richardson takes off for second base, and Smith definitely did pull back in time there, and so a 1-0 count here as the Lions are going to come call time, and I believe they are going to make a pitching substitution here. And so a rough start there for Culpepper as she heads to the bench after going one inning and allowing a couple of runs, responsible for those at second and third. We'll take a quick break while the new pitcher gets warmed up. It's Peyton Chrisman, who was serving as the designated player, and now we'll come on inside of the circle. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back momentarily on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
For power, performance, and adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
And back now, apologies for that delay, folks. Lucky Smith takes ball four there, four consecutive balls to start off her at bat. And so a walk for the bases loaded now in Culpepper, who has one of the two extra base hits and an RBI triple. And her first time up will step into the batter's box, and a first pitch ball from her there. So now make it four consecutive walks for the Indians as Culpepper looks to, in that stretch, and knock a couple of these runners home. Takes strike one there over the heart of the plate. And still nobody out here in the bottom of this second inning. And so Culpepper will call time momentarily. Try to make the new pitcher, Chrisman, think about it. Upstairs seems to have worked that time in a 2-1 count now. Takes ball three there in the dirt. Bounced well in front of the plate here. And now a true 3-1 hitter's count for Layla Culpepper, who is already back up at the plate here. And she will take ball four, and coming around to score is Madison Calloway. So 5-0 ball game now for the Indians after five consecutive walks for the Prattville Lions. Man, this is just not what you want to see if you are a Prattville Lions fan, but the Indians absolutely love it. 5-0 here as Sophie Arant steps up, and she is a dangerous hitter for this Indians team. She leads the team with 7 home runs on the season so far, and definitely love to add to that total here. She will take strike one there, and Arant has already hit a grand slam this season, did so in a 2-home run game against Percy Julian. Start off area play. That one slow and inside in the dirt there, low and inside. Six of her 7 home runs came in a 5-game stretch from February 28th to March 13th. She hit a home run in each of the 5 games that the Indians played as she takes strike two there. Chrisman will collect herself and come home with a 1-2. Arant gets a hold of that one and does not have enough, but it will find the gap out there, and a bases clearing double as Culpepper will come around to score. No problem there. And Indians tack on another 3 and what has been a productive bottom of the second inning. An RBI or a bases clearing double there for Sophie Arant. A 2 RBI or 3 RBI double from her after she already has 1 RBI to her name after the sack fly. And things are getting ugly for the Lions now as Bailey Carlisle steps into the box there and takes strike one. Carlisle grounded out in the top of the first inning, but she has a chance to right that wrong with a runner in scoring position. And takes strike two there. And a 0-2 count here for Bailey Carlisle as Chrisman sits on the verge of earning the Lions their first out of the inning. And but that one downstairs, and Arant will hustle over to third there, no problem. And a 1-2 count now for Bailey Carlisle as she tries to work her way back, even her head in the count here. And Chrisman tries to get the first out of the inning. And Bailey puts that one right between first and second base. A soft hit, but is hit nonetheless. An RBI single as the Indians tack on another 9-0. They lead it now, and Autumn Holland do back up here. She popped up to second base in her last time up. Holland has a chance here to keep pouring it on. And Carlisle into second base almost immediately there. Throw off the glove of Jackson over there at second base again, and she will advance to third. And Indians just keep on keeping on, trying to blow this thing wide open. Although it feels like they may have already. 9-0, they lead it. And Prattville only had two base runners, one walk and one single to their name so far. Holland now, runner in scoring position with the 0-1 count to her, and inside that time will even the count up at 1-1. The 1-1 inside. Holland had to slide back out of the way of that one. 2-1 count now. Well, it may be an ugly day outside, but a beautiful sunset out there in Wetumpka. 2-1. Swung on right to the shortstop, and Carlisle freezes up for a second. She will come home with it. And the throw bobbled at first base from Dean. A tough break for the Lions there, as they will not get the out, and Holland will remain at first base. Coach Mike Battle is going to come out to the mound now after the Indians have tacked on 8 runs and batted around the order all before the Lions have recorded an out in this inning. Taylor Carlisle will step into the box here momentarily. And interested to see if Coach Battle is going to make a pitching change here. They already made one pitching change in this inning, and they will elect not to. As Taylor Carlisle is going to come up for the second time in this inning. Had the triple and came around to score on a pass ball last time up. Indians on top, 10-0, with a runner at first, taking ball one is Carlisle. Holland at first base, and still on the mound is Chrisman, who has had a rough go of it so far, and swinging and bounced right over the glove of Turner at shortstop, and a nice single there for Taylor Carlisle, who records her second hit of the inning. Alyssa Brown drew a walk in her last time up, came around to score, and she will step back into the batter's box with two women on base, one in scoring position. And Holland over there at second base. First pitch swinging from her, ground ball, and Jackson not able to come up with it. Had to reach for it and hustling over to third base, and that will allow Brown to advance to second. Carlisle heads up play there. Knew she had time to get to third base, and she did. Holland came home to score. Tacking on another. Brown is going to head to the dugout. And Jalen Morrell will come out and pinch run for her. Madison Colloway back in the batter's box now. Drew a walk in her last time up. And takes ball one again upstairs and outside. Two runners in scoring position for her. swinging but foul. Well, out of play there over the first base dugout. Count even up at 1-1. The 1-1 swung on again. Same result there from the swing, this time into the bullpen over there of the Prattville Lions. And so now a 1-2 count here to Madison Colloway as Peyton Chrisman looks to pick up the first out of the inning after the Indians already scored 9 here in the bottom of this second inning. Downstairs, and Carlisle is going to head on home. There was a pitch bounce, and it might have clipped Callaway there off of her foot. Still waiting for Blue to signal. And it really looks like Carlisle's gonna want to head home. And yeah, Taylor Carlisle's gonna have to head back to third base there after Callaway is hit on the toe there. Tough spot to take a ball anytime you are playing, but especially when it's this cold out, that's one that's gonna sting a little bit. It'll kind of reverberate throughout your whole body. And waiting here just for a moment for us to collect some more balls. There have been a lot of balls fouled out of play here. And Prattville's going to come over and deliver a couple to our head umpire as well. And so base is loaded here. Nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. As Kyler Richardson will come up to the plate. She drew a walk in our last time up in this very inning. Indians have seen 11 batters come up to the plate here, and Richardson will take ball one well outside and low that time. Outside for ball two. 2-0 count now. A little bit of a swinging bunt that time. Lions will come home and overthrowing it was the shortstop Turner that time. Two runs will come around to score, and Richardson will head over to second base there. A tough play. They would have had it had the throw been successful there, but credit Turner, the shortstop, with the air, and two runs come around to score, and Taylor Carlisle and Jalen Morrell, who was pinch running for Alyssa Brown. So now Lexi Smith back up to the plate, drew a walk in her last time up, still with nobody out here, and Indians on top, 13-0, two runners in scoring position for Smith. Upstairs, or ball one, ball two, that is. My apologies. So two runners in scoring position for Lexi Smith, who has a single and a walk. Two runs scored for her as well here as she takes ball three. And things have gotten ugly, if they weren't already, as the Indians still with no outs here in the bottom of the second. And Smith cuts on that one, but it is foul. Just started slicing, started off right in line with the first base bag, and we started slicing down the foul line and came down just about 8 feet right of that first base foul line. And so 3-1 count to Smith now. I would have definitely been enough to score both. And with Smith's speed, I would have been extra bases, possibly a triple. 3-1 to Smith now. She cuts on it again, fouls it straight back. And so now we're all full here, 3-2. As yet again, Chrisman and the Lions in striking distance here of getting their first out of the inning. And cut on and missed. Strikeout there for Chrisman, her first one of the night and first out of the night here for the Indians. Layla Culpepper back at the dish now. First pitch swinging from Culpepper. She crushed it. And sliding and unable to make the catch is Moore out there in center field. Culpepper going to head around to third, and she has a stand-up triple. They're sending her home, and the play at the plate is in time that time. But, well, center. And so tack on another two. A bases clearing triple for Layla Culpepper, but tagged out trying to hustle out and inside the park. Home run, Indians on top now 15-0 as Sophie Arendt will come up to the plate here with nobody on and two out in the bottom of the second inning. Upstairs for ball one to Arendt, who has four RBIs already in this one. If she wants another one, she's going to have to hit it over the fence. Had a bases-clearing double that picked up three RBIs and a sack fly to put Culpepper home in the top of the first. First pitch swinging there and well in front of it. Pulls it right down that third base line and 1-1 count now. Chrisman going to collect herself now and get ready to come home with the 1-1 pitch. Arendt crushes that, but it slices foul. Wind probably had a little bit down the first base sideline, or foul line, that is. Apologies. And a 1-2 count to Arendt now. And Lions looking to finally get out of this inning after the Indians have already scored 13 here in the bottom of this second inning. It has been all black and gold all the way. Arendt pulls that one in hustling, but not able to get there is Coleman. So a single for Sophie Arendt, and we will stay alive here. Bailey Carlisle coming up to the plate next. Carlisle had a single her last time up and came all the way around to score here. And earlier in the bottom of this second inning, had a ground out her first time up. First pitch swinging from her. It is lifted into right field, and Forrester will hustle over and make the catch there. So Indians have a whole lot of hits in that inning. I cannot count that high, unfortunately. My preschool teachers would be very disappointed in me. But Indians do score 13, 15-0. They lead it here and three outs away from a run rule here at the Wetumpka Sports Complex. We'll be back top of the third momentarily. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now. getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
On the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network as the Indians lead the Prattville Lions here 15-0. Layla Culpepper is back on the mound here and see how her control is. As the left fielder Haley Coleman will come up to the plate now in her first at bat. Well, shows bunt there. And did not pull back in time for strike one. Coach Mike Battle over there at third base, giving her some signs here, seeing if he wants to stick with the bunt. We will see momentarily as Culpepper comes home with the 0-1, with a 0-1 and downstairs. Evens up the count here at 1-1. First pitch swinging there, line drive right to Bailey Carlisle, who makes the snag on it and a quick first down on just three pitches for Culpepper and the Indians. Top of the order, due back up, Emma Moore, the center fielder, leadoff hitter for this Lions team. Also, a lefty going to step into the box here and look to change the Lions' fortune. First pitch is just a little bit outside that time from Culpepper. She has pitched really well so far, only allowed two base runners, one walk, one hit. And bunt, swinging bunt there. Oh, and much to the dismay of this Indians crowd, it was a swinging bunt there just in front of the plate. Brown hustled over to get it. Fired it over to Aaron at first base. I thought that was there in plenty of time, but umpire gives the benefit of the doubt to the runner there and the private line. So count it as a bunt single there for Emma Moore. And Chloe Dean, who struck out in her first time up, is going to come back up to the plate. Culpepper starts this one off. And a line drive, sliding catch from Bailey Carlisle, and she makes the throw to Aaron at first time, at first in time, and came over here after just three innings. Indians score 13 in a dog pile over at shortstop on top of Bailey Carlisle. That was an incredible play there, a line out and a heads up play. They caught Moore stranded in between first and second base there, and a great throw from her knees to Aaron at first base. And that will end things here after a quick game, and the Indians pick up another run rule. They move to 16-1 on the season, and or 17-1. I was right the first time on the season here. And folks, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. It's a little chilly, and we will see you tomorrow night. Indians baseball will take on the Prattville Lions, and hope to have a similar result as this Indian softball team did here tonight. Your final from the Wetumpka Sports Complex, 15-0. Indians take home the victory over the Prattville Lions. For the final time tonight, I'm Mitch Petrie. Thanks for listening, and I hope you were a whole lot warmer than I was.